I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
With you. Welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's the Badgers and the Gophers. We are underway from Madison with the opening tip-off won by Minnesota. Meshaw misses a shot down low. Now it's Wisconsin's turn on its first possession of the game. Just underway. Post Pishalova lets a three go. It missed off the right side of the rim, and it's grabbed down low by the Gophers. Here comes Minnesota, left to right. 8-7 overall. They're 1-3 in the Big Ten. The Badgers come in 0-4 in conference play. Meshaw, turnaround at the Big Ten logo, is up and in for the Gophers. 2-0 Minnesota. Badgers come in at 4-11. Starting lineup, first for Wisconsin, who has possession of the ball right now. 1 minute gone past in the first quarter. It's Avery LaBarbera, a grad student, who just tossed it inside to Brooke Schrammick, and it was off of Schrammick's hands and intercepted by Minnesota. Meshaw has it the other way. Here is Baravich with a banked three on the right wing, and it's in. 5-0 Minnesota. Brooke Schrammick gets a start. She's a junior from Naperville. Julie Post-Pishalova for Wisconsin, a senior from the Czech Republic. Maddie Wilkie, redshirt freshman from Beaver Dam. Here's a drive in from the left by Post-Pishalova. Pops up high into the air, but it was knocked away by a Gophers defender. It will remain Wisconsin basketball. I mentioned LaBarbera, the grad student, 5'6", runs the point, and Sarah Williams gets a start for Wisconsin, 6'4", freshman. Off the inbounds, it's over the head of Schrammick, grabbed by Baravich, and right to the rim, scoring with the left hand. Baravich makes it 7-0 Minnesota, and a quick timeout by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Timeout Wisconsin, 7-0 Minnesota, 8:33 to play, first quarter. Back after this, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's 8:33 to play in the first quarter. Already 7-0 Minnesota. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And back to the action here in Madison. Quick look at the lineup for the Gophers, by the way. Amaya Battle, 5'11", freshman. Rose Mishaw, 6'2", sophomore. She plays forward. Mara Braun is the leading scorer. She's a freshman at 6 foot tall. Katie Baravich, 5'7", redshirt freshman, plays guard. Mallory Heyer, 6'1", freshman, also in the lineup for the Gophers. 7-0 start for Minnesota. Here's Wilkie running to the rim down low. Shot rejected by Mishaw. It's loose on the floor. Wilkie dives on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up now with Wilkie and another Gophers player. That was Battle, and the possession arrow favors Wisconsin. 8:14 to play, 7-0 start here for the Gophers. 3 of 4 from the floor for Minnesota. The Badgers have missed their first three shots. And now two officials having conversation near the top of the key. I'll actually have three of them. They'll walk over to the Minnesota bench. Not sure exactly what that conversation is about. And now we'll go courtside as well to the scorer's table. I think they just want to make sure everything is correct on the game and shot clock. Yeah, they changed the shot clock. It was at 30. It is now at 12. So Wisconsin will inbound left sideline, front court. It's Pospisilova looking to her left, then bouncing to her right. Caught by Schrammick. Back inside. Julie P. reverse. Oh, she missed it. Came up short. Williams crashing the offensive glass. Got banged into. And they're going to say an offensive foul against freshman Sarah Williams as she and Katie Baravich both collided down low and both hit the floor. But the foul will go against Wisconsin freshman Sarah Williams. First team foul against the Badgers. It'll be Gophers basketball. Badgers settle in defensively. Minnesota comes in. 1-3 in the Big Ten. Here's Baravich, top of the key. Three, it's a rainbow. Misses off the left side of the rim. And now a whistle and a foul called against the Gophers as they try to go for the offensive rebound. And that's against number 4, Rose Mishaw. Alana Rose Mishaw, the 6'2 sophomore, gets called for Minnesota's first team foul. 2 minutes gone past in the first quarter. Backcourt pressed by Minnesota. Now backed off as Schrammick crosses the timeline straight up the middle of the court. Gives to her right. It's Wilkie. Wilkie. Soft toss to Williams. Top of the key. She'll put it on the floor. Run right to the rim. Comes up short. Bangs over a defender. And a blocking foul called against the Gophers. It was Baravich trying to take the charge on Williams underneath. So that'll send Wisconsin's Sarah Williams to the free throw line, where she's a 67% free throw shooter this season. Freshman from Brooklyn, New York, trying to put the Badgers on the board, and she does with a free throw. So Minnesota starts it on a 7-0 run before Wisconsin gets its first point of the game. 7:48 to play. We're in the first. Second one pops up, no good. Offensive rebound, Pospisilova, stripped away from behind. She got it back, got it to LaBarbera, to Schrammick, open, top of the key, three, no good. Off the hands of Williams, out of bounds. It'll be Minnesota basketball. Give credit to Pospisilova. Schrammick was open, took the shot. Gophers ball. Wisconsin, 0-5 from the floor. 7-1 Minnesota leading the ball. 7:34 to play. Here's Baravich driving right down to the rim. Bounces to the baseline for Mishaw. Schrammick defense. Mishaw to Braun. Back to Mishaw on the corner. Scoops it back to Braun. They'll bring it back out. 15 on the shot clock. Battle working on LaBarbera. Pull up left the lane and it's in. Short jumpers good by Amaya Battle, the 5'11 freshman from Hopkins, Minnesota. One of a handful of Gophers, five players average double figures. Free throw line jumper by Pospisilova is no good. Rebounded by Minnesota. Now Battlehouse, the top of the key around Schrammick. Jumps to the rim, missed the shot down low, and an offensive foul called as she collides with Wilkie. Battle gets called for the offensive foul. Lindsay Whalen does not like that call. She's the head coach of the Minnesota Gophers, now in her fifth season. 7:01 to play in the first. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers starting this game 0 of 6 from the floor. Here comes Avery LaBarbera. She's coming off a 16-point effort a week ago at Purdue. Overall, a great game for LaBarbera. She took the most shots of any Badger with 13, scored 16 points, also had 3 steals, 3 assists, and 6 rebounds. She has it top of the key, spins to her right, caught by Pospisilova. Skip past it to the near side. Now they feed it inside, off the hands of Williams. And it is a whistle and a foul called against Minnesota. .641 to play in this first quarter. Here's Pospisilova, left baseline to inbound, looking for somewhere to go. Finds Williams at the free throw line, standing near the left elbow. One dribble, hands off the leg of LaBarbera. She gets it back to Julie P. in the corner for 3. It's no good, and it's grabbed by Oberg down low, who's into the game now for the Gophers. 6:27 to go, first quarter, 9-1 Minnesota. Here's Michael Caton right to the rim, uncontested, zigzagged her way through the lane, but missed the layup. Rebounded by the Badgers, Wisconsin right to left. LaBarbera to the baseline, open jumper for Julie P. Oh, she missed it from 10 feet out. She was wide open on the left baseline, grabbed by the Gophers. Here comes Minnesota, it's Battle. Crossing the timeline, Pospisilova picks her up at the three-point arc. Throws to her left. Higher, tries the 3, left of center. It's no good. It's off the hands of Oberg. She's still fighting for it. Pospisilova is too. And Julie gets it over to LaBarbera. LaBarbera into the front court for Wisconsin. Has it top of the arc. Finds Williams. Couple of dribbles. Spins in the lane. Left hand over Oberg, and it's in. Great post moves there from Sarah Williams. Spinning in the lane and finishing. 5:35 to play first quarter. 9-3. Gophers on top. They have the basketball. This is Braun, leading scorer, 17 per game. The freshman runs. Her pass is deflected as she drove toward the rim on a jump pass. It was deflected by Schrammick, and Wisconsin grabs it. Lily Cron for the Badgers. The freshman set to check in at the next dead ball as Wilkie has it. Picks up her dribble. Dangerous pass, but it's caught by LaBarbera. Gives it over to the right side. Schrammick skip pass caught by Pospisilova. 10 on the shot clock. Feed inside. Deep on the left. Off the hands of Williams. Turnover. Wisconsin coming off 26 turnovers last Sunday against Purdue. Drive by Braun comes up empty from the left side. Wilkie has it, crossing the midcourt stripe to LaBarbera. In rhythm, 3 on the right, and it's pure. Avery LaBarbera hits the 3-point shot, and it's 9-6. And she was wide open. She was stepping into that one, took one dribble, just like she's in the practice gym, you know, all by herself, basically. 4:30 to go. First quarter, Battle, pull up, long 2, launches and it's in. There's the freshman, 4 minutes. The Gophers start 3 freshmen and a redshirt freshman. Pospisilova between the circles, fires it over to LaBarbera, left wing. LaBarbera steers, free throw line, caught by Williams. She's open, launches her long jumper. That one missed from 17, and it's grabbed underneath by Battle. Here comes Battle. Going one-on-one with Pospisilova now. Left of the lane. Shot is short. Well, fadeaway comes up empty, and it's grabbed by the Badgers. Pospisilova, front court for Wisconsin. 3:49 to play first quarter. Schrammick fires it inside. Julie P. in the paint. Turnaround jumper near the restricted arc, and that one goes in. First basket made by Pospisilova after missing her first 6 of the game. 3:35 to play first quarter. 11-8 Gophers on top. They started 7-0, so it's an 8-4 advantage for the Badgers since that Minnesota rally to start. Oberg, mid-post left, working on Williams. She'll spin, blocked by Sarah, grabbed by Oberg. Again, back to the basket. Now she's on the right block. Hands off the hands of Heyer on the baseline and out of bounds. Turnover, Minnesota. That is the Gophers' 3rd turnover of the game. Same as Wisconsin. Badgers took that early timeout, remember? And now it's 3:16 to play. 11-8 Gophers. Wisconsin front court. Jump pass to post Pichalova. Back to the basket, right elbow. Turns and gives up to Cron on the right. Lily Cron, freshman out of Prairie du Chien, into the game now. And a drive and a reach in. Foul. Actually, that one's away from the basketball. Thought they might get Baravich for that one. I think they got Mishaw away from the ball. And that'll be team foul number 5 now. So the Badgers, with 3:01 to play in the quarter, are in the bonus. Mishaw has to leave the game with 2 fouls. Keep a note of that. The sophomore is Minnesota's second leading scorer this season at about 13 per game. Free throw in by Brooke Schrammick, the 6-foot junior out of Naperville, Illinois. Has scored in double figures 3 of the last 4 games for Wisconsin. Had 9 points on Sunday at Purdue, and that one rolls in as well. 2 free throws for Schrammick. And now the Gophers' lead is down to 1. 2:56 to play in the first. Bradwell catches on the right wing. Now over to the corner. Here's a ball fake. Baravich driving, pushed from behind on her layup attempt. She came up short. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair now with 2:49 to play. First quarter here between Wisconsin and Minnesota. 84th meeting in this border battle between the two teams. The Gophers have won the last 5 in a row in the series. Ronnie Porter, Badger freshman, getting set to check in. Here's Baravich, and she'll eye this one up and put it through. Did not play last season. The redshirt freshman, Katie Baravich, actually joined the team during the COVID season, the 2020-2021 year. She graduated early from high school to join the Gophers. The next one good by Baravich. So technically her 3rd year in the program, and she's a redshirt freshman. 2:49 to play first quarter, 13-10. Minnesota on top of Wisconsin. Porter into the game for the Badgers on the right wing, finds Cron. Cron between the circles, puts it on the floor, a couple of dribbles now at the left wing, turns to her right to Post Pichalova. What a pass as she bounces inside for Williams. A touch pass by Post Pichalova, and Williams converts. Now Cron and Porter stop Baravich at the top of the key. Gradwell catches. Gradwell gives it up to Hammond, brings it back out. That's now a jumper put up, and that one's missed by Sinano, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Gophers. 13-12, Minnesota by 1. The Gophers have led by as much as 8 at 9-1. They started off scoring the first 7 points of the quarter. We got 2:03 to play in the first. Cron gets it poked away by Baravich. But she gets it back and gives it up to Wilkie. Maddie driving on Gradwell, and Gradwell will be called for the foul. Transfer from Cleveland State, the grad student, Gradwell. Now Braun checks back in for Michael Caton. She's a transfer as well on this Gophers team. Comes via Nebraska. Post Pichalova exits, and Brooke Schrammick comes in for the Badgers. Now Maddie Wilkie at the free throw line for Wisconsin. 5'10 redshirt freshman from Beaver Dam, and the free throw is good. In fact, it's Beaver Dam Community Day here at the Kohl Center. Discounted tickets for this one. Nice crowd here on this late Sunday afternoon. A lot of Badger fans making their way from Beaver Dam to watch Wilkie. She makes the 2nd free throw, and we're now on top. Wisconsin leads by 1, 14-13. Baravich, baseline, jumper on the right, no good. And it's grabbed by Schrammick. Wilkie, top side, handoff, Cron, right side. Cron lowers her head, drive, scooping, layup high off the backboard, nearly fell, and it's knocked out by Minnesota. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Oh, Cron, I love that drive. Lowered her head, and as she was going, she knew exactly what she was going to do with that layup. Cradled the ball in her left hand, underhand toss high off the window, almost fell. Cron will inbound now, baseline right with 1:35 to play in the first. Here is Wilkie right to the rim, missed it, swatted from behind. Williams tries it on the offensive glass, no good, and it's controlled by Heyer. Here comes Minnesota, front court. Battle picks up her dribble, finds her teammate. That's Sinano over to the right. Gradwell. Jab step defended by Cron. Gradwell. A couple of dribbles to the free throw line. To the Big Ten logo. Kick out right side. Sinano working on Schrammick. Spinning on Schrammick. Left hand. No. Short. Foul called against Brooke Schrammick. It's going to put Minnesota at the free throw line. That is team foul number three against Wisconsin. The Gophers have missed their last four shots from the floor. And now trying to get some points at the free throw line. They're 2 of 2 from the line today. Overall, ninth in the Big Ten as a team, 71%. Wilkie now exits the game for Wisconsin. Pospisilova enters the game. And here's the first free throw by Sinano, and it's in. This is Maggie Sinano, the 6-foot sophomore. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's because you're right, it should be. Here's Sinano, next one good. She is the sister of Monica Sinano, who plays at Iowa. So two free throws for Sinano, and it's 15-14. Gophers back on top. They've led by as many as eight in this quarter. A minute four to play in the first. Here is Leitzinger. Top of the arc for the Badgers. Brings it back out. Left-hand dribble. Fires it to her left. Caught by Pospisilova. Julie. Here's Pospisilova. Brings it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Hard screen. Leitzinger. Top of the key. Three. Missed it off the right side. And it's grabbed by Minnesota. Outlet. Right sideline. Here comes Braun. Pospisilova backpedaling. Jump pass to the corner. That's Sinano. They reverse it over to Battle. Battle has it now. Top of the arc. Drives and kicks. Sinano. Back over to the right. Braun. Three. Nothing but nets. Mara Braun, 33% from downtown. And the Gophers lead by four. 23 seconds to play. First quarter. Pospisilova. And the Badgers will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Standing at the motion. Right on the left edge of that W here at the Kohl Center. It's Pospisilova. Working on Sinano. To Cron off a flare screen. Cron lowers her head again. And strong drive to the rim. Kick out Porter with one. Baseline. That's how you finish the first. Ronnie Porter high fives for her teammates. And after the first quarter, it's Minnesota 18, Wisconsin 16. As Cron found Porter, short corner jumper is in. What a finish to the first for Wisconsin. 18-16, Gophers lead by two. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com. AlliantEnergy.com. See how they're using their energy to power beyond. John Audius with you here at the Kohl Center. It was a slow start for the Badgers in that first quarter. Minnesota jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Wisconsin had to take a quick timeout just a couple of minutes into the first quarter. But the Badgers would battle back. In fact, Minnesota would lead by as many as eight. It was a 9-1 score. And the Badgers now trail by two after the first 10 minutes. But Wisconsin actually had the lead at one point as well in that first quarter with about 2 minutes to play. They led it by one at 14-13. So great job by the Badgers of staying with it and not getting defeated right off the bat. Braun has it for the Gophers. Finds Sinano, top side. Sinano drives, spins. Williams almost got a piece of that. Standing tall with her hands high above her head. It came up an air ball for Minnesota. Wisconsin the other side. Here's Williams. Yes, attacks the glass and scores over higher. There's Sarah Williams now with the team high 7 points. 9:25 to play first quarter. We're tied. Second quarter, 9:25 second quarter, tied at 18. And there is LaBarbara intercepting a pass. Driving, layup in. Picked off the pass from Sinano, and now she tries to poke one away from Battle before Battle scoops it up to the left sideline to Baravich. Minnesota front court. Sinano has it. A minute gone past second quarter. Wisconsin has its largest lead of the game. It's only two, but it's the lead. Baravich lob inside. Down low, turnaround higher. Missed it off the glass. Over Leitzinger, deep on the right. Wisconsin front court. Ooh. Pass goes out of bounds from Wilkie on the right side, looking to lob in deep on the left to Williams, and she had Sarah Williams there too. Just threw it over her head a little too much behind that pass from Maddie Wilkie. Turnover, Wisconsin. One thing Coach Mosley talking to me in the pregame show, one of the things she's saying, I want to cut down on those turnovers. Illegal screen set now by Minnesota. And that's against Tyre, and Wisconsin gets the basketball right back. Up by two, 20-18, Badgers lead. Badgers ball, 8:34 to play in the second quarter. Yeah, Coach Mo saying, yeah, we want to cut down those turnovers. Obviously, it was a season-high 26 last Sunday. Purdue had 30 points off those turnovers. Pospisilova, jumper long, two, is going to bounce around, no good. Rebound down low, Williams got it, put it up and in. Sarah Williams is on a mission today. 9 points for the freshman. Pospisilova picks the pocket of Baravich, going the other way, striding to the cup. Left-hand layup is in. Timeout, Minnesota. And this crowd here this Sunday afternoon, hyped for the Badgers right now. Largest lead of the game, Wisconsin 24, Minnesota 18. And a timeout taken by Lindsey Whalen and the Gophers. Back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Minnesota started the first quarter scoring the first 7 points of the game. They led by two going into the second quarter, where Wisconsin has scored the first 8 points of the second. And now it's the Badgers 24, the Gophers 18. Minnesota 6 of 15 from the floor, that's 40%. Wisconsin 5 of 18 from the floor. Actually, that's incorrect. I'm going to take this stat sheet, and I'm looking at the wrong stat sheet. Let's put that one away. Minnesota is 6 of 17 from the floor. That's 35%. Wisconsin, 9 of 23. So they're shooting 39% after starting the first quarter that saw them just at 28% from the floor. But an 8-0 run by Wisconsin to start the second quarter has propelled them to their largest lead of the game. It's at 6. And if you count the jumper by Porter at the end of the first quarter, it's technically a 10-0 run by Wisconsin. And here's another steal. It's LaBarbera who gets it to Williams. And here comes Bucky running up ahead. A bounce pass from Pospisiloba to LaBarbera. Her shot rejected. Now they feed mid-post on the right. Double team Williams from behind. Baravich pokes it away. It's loose on the floor. Williams and Baravich fighting for it at the free throw line. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. 7:35 to play, second quarter. So, dating back to the end of the first, it's a 10-0 run now by the Cardinal and Whites. They can add on to it here with LaBarbera on the baseline. Here's LaBarbera, baseline right. Gets it to Pospisiloba, to the free throw line, Williams. Williams looking, pivoting, left foot, still looking, puts it on the floor, now turns, pivots again, fade away! Nope, missed it. Rebounded by Minnesota. And it's grabbed by the Gophers. Baravich across the timeline for Minnesota. Pass to her left, where it's caught by Battle. Spins it to the left in Braun. Wilkie defends. Braun dribbles to the top of the arc. Lobs inside. Turn around Misha on Williams. Now spinning on Williams. Missed the shot down low on the right. Rebounded by Wisconsin. Pospisiloba flies right to the rim. Missed the shot into the hands of the Gophers. And now a whistle stops play. And will they get a... Is this a foul called against Minnesota? What's the call? Oh, no. No, they're looking at Sarah Williams, who's holding her left shoulder. I missed what happened to Williams, but Wisconsin's leading scorer in this game with 9 points is holding her left shoulder. And when she bends over from the waist, just lets that arm hang. You can tell she's in a great amount of pain as she's going to walk down the tunnel with Wisconsin's athletic trainer, and they're going to take a look at that. 6:50 to go. Here's a pull-up mid-range jumper by Battle on the right side. Good for the Gophers. So that stops a 10-0 run. Here is a reverse by Pospisiloba, right baseline to the left, and missed it. Secured by Minnesota. Battle throws to her left. Baravich baseline. Gives to Misha in the paint. Left hand. Uses the window and it's in. And just like that, Minnesota has back-to-back buckets. 24-22. What was once a 6-point lead for Wisconsin is down to a 2-point advantage with 6:13 to play in the second. LaBarbera drives to her right. Hands off to Pospisiloba. Lost it for a second. Gets it over to Wilkie. Three on the left is missed. Wide left. Grabbed by Minnesota. Baravich catches in the front court. Skips it to the near side. Braun's open for the three over Schrammick. That one bangs off the rim, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Wisconsin. It'll be Minnesota basketball. 5:51 to play, second quarter, 24-22 Wisconsin. And Sarah Williams is back, so that's good news. They had stopped the game momentarily just to let Williams exit as she was holding her left shoulder. And she is back just a few minutes later. Looks to be okay. I just had like a stinger or something like that. Here's Battle. Down low on the right. Turnaround over Wilkie. Missed it. Into the hands of Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. Badgers out rebounding the Gophers. Right now at 18-14. Minnesota is the top-ranked rebounding team in the Big Ten right now. Here's Wilkie in the corner. Driving on Braun. Left baseline floater. Missed it. And it's secured by Misha. Outlet. Up left sideline to Braun. Braun quickly attacking all the way to the rim. Left hand tosses off the backboard. No, but a foul as she got bumped. And that's going to send Mara Braun to the free throw line for the Gophers. 24-22. Wisconsin leads by two with 5:18 to play in the second quarter. The Badgers in this quarter scored the first 8 points. Minnesota has responded with the next four as Christina Elu comes in for Maddie Wilkie, who exits the game. So for Wilkie, she has 2 points on 0 of 4 shooting. Here's the free throw by Braun, and it's no good. Popped out. Mara Braun, 10th in the Big Ten in scoring at 17.1 points per game. She leads Minnesota, and the freshman makes the second. 24-23, Wisconsin holding on to a one-point lead with 5:17 to play in this second period. Here's Ronnie Porter driving right baseline, tries to reverse and sneaks it up and in. Porter with 4 points, and Wisconsin on top by three. No one expecting the freshman at 5'4" to score down low, but she did. Here is Braun inside, higher, working, knocking over Leitzinger and scoring deep on the right. Mallory Heyer puts two on the board for Minnesota. Wisconsin ball, and the Badgers still lead by one now. Pass intercepted by Braun, intended for LU, layup in, and just like that, Minnesota's now on top by a point. 4:27 to play. Second quarter. Pospisilova turns the corner on her defender and an easy layup from the right as she drives strong to the rim. The Minnesota defender, I think it was Battle, was expecting a dribble drive handoff. Mishot down low, misses with the left-hand hook, but it's grabbed by Heyer. Fresh 20 on the shot clock for Minnesota. Right side, Braun launches a three. It's short. Mishot, offensive rebound, put back left hand. That's no good. Battle gets it and puts it off the glass for Minnesota. And that's what I'm talking about with that Gophers rebounding. 22nd in the country in rebounding, now a steal. Heyer has it, tries to cross over on Porter, who knocks it out of bounds. It remains Minnesota basketball. Porter heads to the bench, along with Pospisilova. So the five on the floor for Wisconsin is LU, Williams, Leitzinger, LaBarbera, and Wilkie. 3:41 to play in the second. 29-28, Gophers lead. Gophers ball. Caton has it. Caton, top of the arc, defended by LaBarbera. Brings it out with a right-hand dribble. Has it outside the arc. Now switches the left. Screen set by Mishot. Driving, stopping, kicking. Here's a drive to the right. Baravich missed the three. Williams ends up on the floor for Wisconsin, and a foul will be called against Minnesota. Second team foul against the Golden Gophers with 3:26 to go before the half. That last foul was called against Mishot. So Mishot heads to the bench now with three fouls. Once again, she is the second leading scorer for Minnesota this season at just over 13 points per game. And she's scored in double figures five straight games. So that's a big dent for this Minnesota offense. Leitzinger, top of the arc for Wisconsin. To the left to LaBarbera. LaBarbera to the free throw line. Gophers bench upset about something. Cutting to the rim is Leitzinger, who receives the bounce pass and puts it up and in. Leitzinger for two. Wisconsin on top by one. 2:57 to go. Mahier, rather, right of center three. No good. Over the back, fighting for that, but it's going to be off of Williams. That was number 15, Angelina Hammond, fighting for it. And it was last off the hands of Wisconsin freshman Sarah Williams, who now has a little bit of a rest to the bench. 30-29 to Wisconsin. 2:52 to play. Second quarter. Baravich, left side for the Gophers. Now they find Heyer, mid-post left, up and over. It's good over LU. Little right-hand half hook. 2:37 to go, second quarter. Minnesota back on top by one. Weitzinger catches near the right elbow, back to the basket. Tosses back to LaBarbera. Now away from the basketball, a foul will be called against the Gophers. It's against Hammond. And it is the fourth team foul against Minnesota. Check it, third team foul. 2:27 to go in the second. Wisconsin ball. Bounce on the baseline. Down low, Wilkie standing rejection by the Gophers defender Hammond. And the ball rolls out of bounds. And it will remain Wisconsin basketball. Wisconsin possession with 17 on the shot clock. Left sideline inbounding LaBarbera. Gives to Pospisilova. Julie P. looking, trying to go around a Leitzinger screen. Now brings it back out to Wilkie. Give and go back to Pospisilova. Lost the basketball on her way up. Stripped out of bounds by Minnesota with 7 on the shot clock. And now Sarah Williams comes back into the game for Wisconsin for Leitzinger. So 7 on the shot clock for Wisconsin, trailing by 1. They get it to LU. Open 3. Missed it on the left wing. LaBarbera gets it, though. Offensive rebound for the Badgers. Fresh 20 on the shot clock. LaBarbera, high toss, high post. It's Williams backing down in the lane, kicking out. LaBarbera, 3. Nope. Rebounded by Braun. Here comes Minnie. Minute 54 to play, second quarter. Gophers up by 1. Heyer catches deep on the right onto LU. Now the double team at Heyer. Bouncing back out to Braun, right side. Closing out LaBarbera. Braun slicing to the window, and it's good, and a foul. Float shot is in, and a foul. And one opportunity. Oh, check it. I'm sorry, that was an offensive foul against Braun. Let's watch that again. Good news for Wisconsin. My bad. 31-30. I'll take it. A minute 40 to go before halftime. Once again, Wisconsin can retake the lead with a basket here. They've led by as many as 6 early in the second. LaBarbera bounces high post. Pospisilova inside LU. Back out. LaBarbera on the right corner. She'll drive in. Fake a pass to her left. Fade away. Good. It's good. Over Baravich. Counted in a foul. Fade away in the lane for LaBarbera. And now to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point play. Wisconsin back on top, 32-31. And here's LaBarbera with 7 points in this game to the free throw line, where she is an 83% free throw shooter. Here's Avery's free throw, lines it up, missed it, and it's picked up by the Gophers. Minute 8, 19 to go before halftime. Here's Minnesota. Battle has it. Standing at the motion W. LU defense. High toss. Now pass inside. Here's Braun. Left hand came up empty. Pospisilova has it. Pass up ahead to LU. LU down low. Got it. Runs it right to the rim. Christina LU puts 2 more on the board, and Wisconsin leads by 3. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Minnesota ball. It's Gradwell, defended by LU. Gradwell back to the basket at the free throw line. Finds Battle between her legs, driving by LaBarbera, slicing to the cup. Got it, and a foul. Battle will go to the free throw line, where she's a 65% free throw shooter. And the freshman trying to tie the game now with a free throw. 40.4 seconds to go, second quarter. Wisconsin has outscored the Gophers by 3 so far in the second quarter, but Battle has a free throw here to tie the game, and it's in. 40 seconds to play in quarter number 2 here at the Kohl Center. Border battle number 84 between the Gophers and the Badgers. Pospisilova walks into the front court, bounces to Wilkie, back to Julie P. Top of the key 3. She was open. She missed it. Leitzinger fighting for it. There's a foul call. And will they get Leitzinger? I think they will. Check it. That was Gradwell who fouled Leitzinger. So that'll mean Leitzinger will step to the free throw line to shoot a pair, with Minnesota recording team foul number 6, and the first free throw's in. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5A junior from Monroe, Wisconsin, coming into play today, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and she'll spin the second one in. 2-point lead for the Badgers, 23 seconds to play, second quarter. Here's Battle walking across the timeline. Post Pishalova, her feet on the three-point arc. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. They're spreading it out, letting Battle do something. She'll drive to her right, pass to her left. Braun bounces back to the near side corner. Back to Braun, right side three. Oh, she rolled it in with 2 seconds. Wisconsin can inbound it. They do. The Barbara catches. And that's how we will end the second quarter with a three by Braun to give Minnesota a one-point halftime lead. At the half, it's Minnesota 37, Wisconsin 36. Coming up at halftime, go through some of the team and individual stats for you in this one. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard as well. And coming up in 60 seconds, my halftime interview with Wisconsin freshman Mary Ferrito. That comes your way in 60. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
That
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime in Madison of this border battle, and it is Minnesota leading by a score of 37-36, thanks to a Braun three a couple of seconds before the buzzer to give the Gophers a one-point advantage. Time for today's halftime interview, and before today's game, I was able to speak with Wisconsin freshman Mary Ferrito out of Plain City, Ohio. And I asked her why she wanted to become a Wisconsin Badger.
Wisconsin's always been my dream school. Both my parents actually are alumni here, so just kind of grew up around campus, always loved Madison, so I knew I'd end up here one way or another, but lucky to do basketball, yeah.
Did you grow up a Badger basketball fan then?
I did. I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, but both my parents were born and raised here, so it's hard to be in the Buckeye State and be a Badger fan, but we did it. So.
Right. Did you have a favorite player?
Honestly, it was on the men's side, but I loved Frank Kaminsky. I looked up to him. 44, that's my number two, so just always watching him play. We came to a bunch of, not so many of the women's teams or the women's games, but we came to a lot of the men's games growing up, so loved watching him play.
Do you wear 44 because of Frank?
I do, yeah. So four's kind of always been a number in our family too, so it was either 4 or 44.
Talking with Mary Ferrito here at the half. So what is it like to be a freshman in Division I?
It's been a big adjustment, honestly. I grew up in a very small town in Ohio, so going from high school ball to Division I Big Ten basketball has been a huge change, but I'm lucky to have my teammates kind of beside me, working through it with me. I have a great coaching staff, so it's been tough, but it's been really worth it.
What is the biggest difference you notice?
Honestly, it's all just the competition is a lot more intense. Basically, everything is just ramped up a few degrees, like the intensity, the physicality, the workouts. It's all just a lot more intense than high school.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
That's Mary Ferrito here at the half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug.
she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 15. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 29. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow night, lows around 23. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 32. 36 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
One more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
A solid first half for the Wisconsin Badgers. Halftime here at the Kohl's Center in Minnesota leads Wisconsin by a single point, 37-36 in this border battle. Wisconsin at the half shooting 36% as a team. Minnesota shooting 41%. The Gophers have made three threes. They're 3 of 9. Wisconsin is 1 of 9. That's 11% shooting. Free throw line advantage to the Badgers. 7 of 9 from the charity stripe. Minnesota is 6 for 7. Rebounding advantage overall, 22-21, plus 1 for Wisconsin. And once again, we keep a number or an eye on that number, considering that Minnesota is the top rebounding team in the Big Ten. They're 22nd overall in rebounds per game in the country with 40, just over 43 per game. Also, a look at the stats a little deeper. Turnovers. 6 first-half turnovers for Wisconsin. Outstanding. 8 for the Gophers. So both teams with low numbers there. And points off turnovers favors Wisconsin at a 10-7 advantage. Points in the paint favors Wisconsin plus 6, 24-18. Now, second chance points is even at 4 apiece, with Wisconsin holding 10 offensive rebounds and Minnesota 6 fast break points, 9-6 in favor of the Badgers, who trailed by as many as 8 points in that first quarter. Minnesota scored the first 7 of the game before Wisconsin got a free throw from Sarah Williams, and the Gophers would lead by as many as 8 after the first quarter. It was a 2-point Gophers lead at 18-16, with the Badgers shooting just 28% in the quarter. Wisconsin shoots 43%, however, in the second quarter, and they actually get a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter from Ronnie Porter. It was a 2. And then Wisconsin comes out and scores the first 8 points of the second quarter. So overall, a 10-0 run by Wisconsin. Got them right back in the game at the start of that second quarter. And the Badgers would lead by as many as 6 points in the second quarter. And right now at the half, it is a 37-36 Minnesota advantage. Wisconsin outscored the Gophers by a single point in that second at 20-19. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers here at the half after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Four rebounds, two steals, and an assist. That is 6 points from Julie Pospisilova, who has taken a game-high 16 shots. She's made three of 16, 6 points, three assists, and five boards. 4 points for Porter off the bench, two of two. 4 points for Leitzinger off the bench in about 9.5 minutes. Maddie Wilkie has 2 points on 0 of 5 shooting. And two from Christina Elu. So Wisconsin trails the Gophers by 1 point. Their leading scorer this season, Pospisilova, as I mentioned, 3 of 16 with 6 points. Their second leading scorer this season is Wilkie. She's got two. So combined, those two have 8 of the 36 points. And Wisconsin trails by 1 as we get ready for the third quarter. That comes our way in 2 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
You know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can Stem. A message from the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, ready for the start of the third quarter. John Audius with you. It's 37.